to the second half hour of Wisconsin Morning News. I'm Libby Collins in for Vince Vetrano and Eric Bilstead. And if you are looking for something to do tonight to celebrate America 250, they're doing it again at the McKinley Beach. It is the July 3rd drone show. And to talk with us about it, we've got Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Dave, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
You are out early, considering you got a party on the beach later on today.
And hey, you know, it's a great holiday weekend. We're celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States. And so this is going to be a great day. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, this is the second time you're doing the drone show. What was the reaction last year?
Oh, we had a good reaction, actually. And so we want to continue to build upon that success. And to be honest with you, Libby, we're actually raising the bar. And so it's not just going to be the same type of drone show that people seen last year. We're going to have family-friendly activities starting at 3 o'clock at McKinley Beach. But what's unique about this drone show this year is that we're not just syncing it up with music, but it's going to be a pyrotechnic drone show.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So there's going to be fire and drones and
yes.
music?
Yes, all of that, all of the above, and great company and just great people to hang around with.
Now, You're starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So tell us exactly what's going to go on.
Yeah. So folks can start coming down at 2 o'clock and start claiming some parking spots. We are, there will be a $20 charge for parking, but starting at from three to seven, we're basically going to have family friendly activities. So we're going to have vendors. We're going to have bounce houses, face painting, you name it. We want to make sure that we're kind of bringing a fun feel, fun activities to McKinley Beach. And so come on down. And then about 9:20 is when we're going to start the drone show. So we're going to light up the sky on the 3rd of July.
All right. Now, how explain the drones to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're really cool when they're done right, but I have no idea how they sync that out and put those shows together.
Yeah, it is. It is a very elaborate operation. And so, you know, they all talk with one another. When you think about the technology now that we all have access to, you know, they sync with one another. They're basically sending signals to each other to make up these different images. And so we're going to be putting up is a lot of iconic Milwaukee landmarks. And so it's going to be really exciting. And then we sync it up with music. So it's a partnership with Radio Milwaukee. And so if you are in, you can visit our website, Milwaukee Parks website, and it will show you the viewing areas. So if you're in the, you know, the best viewing area, you'll be able to hear the music directly. But where you may not hear the music, you can download an app so you can see the drones and sync it directly up with Radio Milwaukee. This is going to be an exciting
event. Are you only going to be able to see the drones directly from the beach, or are they up high enough that we'll see it in other parts of the city?
So you can see them in other parts, and we have a map on the Milwaukee Parks website, Milwaukee County Parks website, that really shows the best viewing areas and where we recommend you download the app so you can hear the music.
How many people are operating the drones?
Oh, so we are working with Northern Lights. We worked with them before. I'm not exactly sure how many people, but they've been doing this work for a long time all across the state of Wisconsin. This is the second time we're going to be working with them.
How many drones are there?
So, hundreds.
There's a lot of drones out there.
It is a lot of drones. It's going to be hundreds of drones. So this will be three waves. And so we will have three 15-minute waves of drones, so a total of 45 minutes where you're going to see us lighting up that sky.
So when you say it's three different time periods, is there a break in between each 15-minute segment?
Just a small break just to make sure that the drones can come back to the landing areas where we're going to be flying them from, and then you'll see more drones going in the air. But they basically come back and forth to make sure that they're getting a quick charge.
We're talking with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. The drone show tonight, you said 9:20-ish?
9:20 is when we start the drone show, but you can show up at 3 o'clock.
Why are the drones a better choice than traditional fireworks?
Well, I know a lot of people want to see the fireworks, particularly on the lakefront. But when we think about where we were coming from, when I became the county executive, it was put on pause during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I don't think people understand how expensive fireworks can really be, you know, and you're talking anywhere between $350,000 to $400,000
for a single fireworks show.
And that's just for the fireworks. That's not including the public safety. That's not including, you know, porta potties or anything like that. And so it can get really expensive. And so when we looked at the drone option, it was one, it was a lot more businesses that were willing to actually partner up with us so we can get the dollars that was needed. And you think about the cost, you know, it's half. It's half of what it actually costs to do these fireworks. And so this provides us a greater opportunity to expand what we're doing on McKinley Beach, providing the family fun activity, but also making sure that we are thinking about sustainability, making sure we're thinking about our downtown neighbors and keeping down the noise, the lights, and just making sure that we're doing things that's good for our environment.
Now, I had mentioned that a little bit earlier, we might get rain.
Yeah.
Around 6, maybe to 8 o'clock in the morning. What's the plan if it's raining tonight?
Well, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that the show goes off without a hitch. But if there is a rain tonight, we do have a rain date, which will be on this Sunday. And so people will be able to join us on Sunday if we have to cancel. But right now, seems like that rain may come a little earlier or may not even come at all. But we are going to be paying attention.
I know you are really watching it. You've got your staff is looking at their radar and everything.
Oh, yeah. And some of us are welcoming this to help cool us off the past couple of days that we've had.
Well, the good news is that it's going to get cooler tomorrow. Yeah. All right. So bottom line, if people come at 3 o'clock, are there things they can and they can't bring with them?
As of right now, we're treating this just like any other park. So you can come on down. But we don't have to worry about nobody's, staying overnight, camping out places or anything like that. But, treat this as if you're going to the park. And so you can bring anything. But, let's make sure that we're patronizing many of the vendors. So there's going to be food. There's going to be.
What kind of food are you going to have?
A wide range of stuff. And so there's a lot of food vendors. I know Bartolotta's is one of our partners that we have. The roundhouse should be open, as well as, face painting. We're going to have, Miller Coors, Lakefront Brewery as well on tap. So come on down and have a good time.
I'm going to ask you what I asked Brendan Johnson earlier this morning. Are you a hot dog or a hamburger guy?
I'm a hamburger guy.
Okay, welcome to the club.
I'm a hamburger
guy. So there's three of us now. We're into hamburger, with or without cheese?
With cheese.
There you go.
I'm from Wisconsin.
I love it. All right. Well, listen, it is going to be a great night on the lakefront. Yeah. It is the second annual drone show. So I'm kind of getting the idea. You're planning on a third and a fourth and a fifth?
Well, we're going to continue to do this work. And, I want to say first and foremost, thank you to the great partnership that we have with the Milwaukee Parks Foundation. We wouldn't be able to do this work without them, as well as our presenting sponsor, which is Michael Hupe from Hupe and Abraham. And this is the second year he's the presenting sponsor. So we would truly appreciate his partnership.
Yeah. And has he told you exactly why he feels this so strongly about doing this?
Well, he wants to continue to give back to the community. I think that he looks at our entire region as far as supporting his business and the work that he has been doing and the lives that he has been able to make a positive impact on. And he wants to just continue to give back. And so we truly appreciate him stepping up, being the presenting sponsor. And I mean, and he enjoyed it so much that as soon as the drone show was done, he came right up and said, I want to do it again next year.
Oh, I think there are a lot of people excited about it. And it sounds like you're stepping it up with pyrotechnics.
Oh, yes. But we do want folks to know that they can visit their municipal website, any city, town, or village, city or village here in Milwaukee County. We still do our fireworks at Milwaukee County, different Milwaukee County parks around Milwaukee County. And so they'll still be happening in your neighborhood near you, but you got to go online to figure out where they're at.
And some of them are tonight, some of them are tomorrow. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, thanks so much for getting up early and coming on in.
Hey, well, every day is a good day, especially, when you're celebrating 250 years of a great country that I just love so much.
Thank you, David Crowley. Always great to have you here. It's 7:44 on WTMJ. Speaking of a great country, in just a minute, we are doing a very special WTMJ conversation this weekend. We'll tell you about it right after this.